A local not-for-profit organization is dedicating $100,000 in research grants to students and researchers fleeing Ukraine. The Ukrainian Emergency Research Support Program is set to help offset the research of students and postdoctoral fellows, who are accepted by a Nova Scotian institution to continue their research work. The program, which will be hosted by post-secondary research institutions and research-focused organizations, will help offset some of the costs of outfitting offices and labs, renting out or sharing equipment, and integrating visiting Ukrainians into a Nova Scotian education system. In an interview with City News, CEO of Research Nova Scotia, Stephen Leslie, said the provincial government will be providing the organization with an additional $25 million to complete research projects over the next several years. Of course, no one is going to come to Canada just on the basis of a research support organization, but it can provide real tangible assistance for someone who's dealing with quite a lot of other things going on, Leslie said. He estimates that in any given year, Research Nova Scotia invests between $13-20 million in research. They'd be working in labs. They have their own experiments. They would be working on their thesis perhaps, Leslie explained. The support that we provide is to look after that aspect of it, to make sure that we're able to get them into a lab to restart that work. Research grants aren't just for science, technology, engineering, or mathematics, he added, noting that some recipients are historians and linguists. As of Friday, the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees reported that the number of displaced Ukrainians is at least 3,772,599. A Monday press release read, "More than 9,000 people of Ukrainian heritage live in Nova Scotia, and nearly 13,000 international students were enrolled in Nova Scotian post-secondary institutions in 2020. Research Nova Scotia was created in 2018 through provincial legislation. According to their website, their four areas of focus include sustainable bioeconomy, climate change adaptation and resilience, healthy people and healthcare systems, and improved quality of life for Nova Scotians."